Welcome to Federally Insights. This month, we're discussing identity governance, sponsored by SailPoint Technologies. Now, here's your host, Tom Temin.
Everything, it seems, requires people to positively identify themselves. With 600,000 employees and connections to millions of Americans' passports, the U.S. Postal Service exemplifies this. Joining me with more, Gregory Crabb, Vice President and Chief Information Security Officer. Let's start with ID management. I guess the Postal Service has an ID management strategy for itself, but it's also a service that you offer to other agencies and other organizations. Let's talk about the ID management piece for the Postal Service first.
Excellent, Tom. The Postal Service has an extensive array of users that leverage technology in order to be able to conduct our business. With over 600,000 employees and hundreds of applications for not only our own internal business purposes, but also to serve our customers, we manage a wide array of identity and access management services for the business. The Postal Service has several services that face consumers. One of those services we refer to as our identity verification service, and it supports a new program of the Postal Service called Informed Delivery, as well as a wide array of other services that support our internal customers to assure that the right people are accessing the right services within our organization.
So let's talk about the internal users first, because the informed delivery is really an interesting application, and I want to get to that. But let's start with the users within Postal Service, which is many, many groups, and they're quite far-flung.
Absolutely. So just like any large organization, the Postal Service leverages technology to conduct our business, from the handheld devices that our letter carrier uses to scan the package that's delivered to your door, or to the internal systems that manage all of the processing of mail operations or the accounting for all of our transactions. Identity plays a key role to be the front door for access into our enterprise. And with hundreds of applications and like I say, 600,000 users, identity plays a significant role in being able to help assure that the Postal Service is properly managing our infrastructure. And in doing so, it's important that we put strong internal controls over our identity management infrastructure. Looking at technologies like user behavior analytics, two-factor authentication, and a wide variety of other identity and access management control infrastructures.
I guess at one time, ID management was simply putting people's passwords into the Outlook directory and you were done, but that's hardly the case anymore, it sounds like.
Oh, of course. With the wide array of the use of technology to conduct our business, we have to look at technology in a variety of different manners. And the way that we authenticate our letter carriers to make sure that they are the ones using their mobile delivery devices to assure that they have speed of transactions is extremely important. And if every time a letter carrier had to put their username and password into their mobile device to scan a barcode on a package, that would really slow down how fast we can get packages delivered around the country.
So how does that work, such that if the device were to fall out of the truck or somebody were to hijack it or something, how would that work to make sure that only the authorized user on that shift can use it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a variety of different controls to assure that the letter carriers are properly authenticated into their device, and we are looking more and more at predictive authentication, making sure that the device is in the right hands at the right location in order to do the right transaction, if you will.
Do you have metrics or machine parameters such that if what would normally be the profile of someone using in a delivery situation were suddenly changed radically, like 100 packages being scanned in 1 minute, for example, as opposed
Absolutely.
To every 30 seconds. That would show up somewhere and maybe cause an alert?
Yes, we do a variety of different geolocation and frequency distribution analysis techniques in order to be able to assure that the Postal Service is conducting the right business with the right transaction at the right location. And the mobile delivery devices really help us to hone in on the appropriate transaction for the time frame. And we monitor, as you mentioned, making sure that a lot of packages aren't scanned at the same location, or even if packages are scanned at the wrong location, a warning message is brought up on that device to make sure that the carriers are delivering the package to the right house.
We're speaking with Greg Crabb. He's Vice President and Chief Information Security Officer at the U.S. Postal Service. And besides carriers, letter carriers, what are some of the other authentication schemes in place for, say, people in headquarters or in the locations, in the processing centers?
Obviously, in order to move the mail through our delivery systems, the Postal Service relies on a variety of different technologies. And from processing credit card transactions at our retail locations to doing our financial transactions back in our headquarters locations, the Postal Service relies upon a variety of different authentication methods and techniques in order to provide two-factor authentication for secure transactions and to make sure that we know that our employees are conducting the transactions that are necessary.
In the area of two-factor, what is the second factor? I'm presuming the first one is still a password?
Yes. So we rely upon a variety of different two-factor methodologies depending upon the use case. In some cases, we use hard tokens, like many corporations do, to provide the second factor. And in other cases, we're looking to leverage soft tokens on mobile devices or other technology as it becomes available to us to provide ease of use for our employees to get on with their business as quickly as possible with our technology.
So a mobile soft token, in other words, would be, say, a signal going to a cell phone with a six-digit code that you would also need besides the password to get in?
Yes, we use a variety of different certificate management, a bit more complex than you just suggested, but using PKI infrastructure to be able to authenticate our devices into our infrastructure is extremely important, and leveraging that and assuring that the right device is connected with the right user is definitely an objective of our identity and access management program.
What about biometrics? Have you done any exploring of those, or any chances or any plans to check them out?
So biometrics are extremely important to the Postal Service. We conduct we hire tens of thousands of employees each year, and as a result of those transactions, we do background investigations. So we already maintain a large infrastructure where we collect fingerprint information, take photographs, and as a result, have established connections with other organizations to validate the information that is provided in those background investigations. So we're looking for opportunities to turn that internal infrastructure to support external customers such as other government agencies.
Because I know you do work closely with the State Department in the whole area of passports and authentication there, so there must be some sort of mutual learning that goes on between the two areas.
Absolutely. We work very closely with the State Department to deliver a very important service to the nation. And each year we accept more than 5 million passport applications for the State Department. And in doing so, in some cases, collect photographs to accompany those passport applications. So that's a very simple example of biometric collection to support another government agency and a very important business partner of ours. We're always working with the State Department to improve those processes and make sure that we're providing the best service to the U.S. citizen as we can.
And back to the biometric front, are you looking at fingerprints and facial and anything else, iris, or you know, what are you looking at and what have you found them, have you found the quality to be on those various factors?
Obviously, fingerprint biometric collection has been common for many, many years, and we are exploring expanding our footprint relative to the collection of biometrics to support our own internal use cases for onboarding of contract and employees and conducting proper background investigations. So any opportunities that we can use to leverage that infrastructure to provide services to other government agencies is very, very much in line with our internal business objectives. When it comes to facial image capture, we're very interested in understanding what we can do to improve the collection of photographs for passports and where we can expand that infrastructure to provide services to other government agencies as well.
And how have you found facial recognition? I guess for the static single-person sign-on type of application, it's gotten pretty good, hasn't it?
It has. For our internal purposes, where we've started to look at facial recognition for authentication purposes, the speeds are increasing, and it's obviously not intrusive to the user. So that convenience, I believe, will really help us speed transactions and to the point where the Postal Service can provide that as a service to other organizations, I believe would be a real benefit for citizens that are enrolling into government services and other type needs.
Gregory Crabb is Vice President and Chief Information Security Officer at the U.S. Postal Service. Tomorrow in Part 2, Crabb discusses the marriage of physical and logical access. We'll take a short break. In Part 2, Crabb discusses the marriage of physical and logical access. We'll post this interview in its entirety at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One. I'm Tom Temin.
Go beyond the PIV card and secure your agency with Identity Governance. Security doesn't stop at the front door. You need governance over who has access to systems and data in your agency. SailPoint Technologies, the leader in enterprise identity governance, invites security professionals to ID.gov on January 25th in Washington, D.C. Learn how government officials solve their security challenges by using the power of identity. Learn how you can attend. Visit info.sailpoint.com/gov. That's info.sailpoint.com/gov.
Identity management takes many forms for many applications at the U.S. Postal Service. In Part 2 of my interview, Gregory Crabb, Chief Information Security Officer, describes how it combines to let employees through the door and online. He also explains how it works for the Postal Service's popular new informed delivery service.
The Postal Service maintains a program to provide biometric authentication into a variety of different systems, as well as traditional credentials to gain access to our facilities. And as those technologies expand, we look to leverage the latest in technology to make it easy for our employees to conduct, come in and out of our facilities.
All right, let's get to that issue of the informed delivery. In fact, I know several people that do that because they want to know when a check might be coming in the mail. And that's a service, I guess, that expanded. Now it's nationwide, correct?
Yes. Informed delivery currently serves about 7.5 million citizens, and we're really excited about the service. As you mentioned, it gives citizens an opportunity to see the mail in their email inbox before it arrives in their physical mailbox later that day. And as part of that program, we've implemented an identity verification service that allows us to know that citizens enrolling into informed delivery have access to that address and should be receiving the images for that particular address.
So how does that all work? What's the architecture of that verification system?
So there's a variety of different components, and we're very proud of the infrastructure in that it's the only infrastructure that's been FICAM certified from a government agency perspective. To reframe that a little bit, we're the only agency that's put forward a system for FICAM approval. And we received a level 2 FICAM approval for our identity verification service. The service allows for citizens to answer knowledge-based questions in order to be able to authenticate into the infrastructure. Additionally, if an individual is put hold on their credit report, or if the individual is unable to answer the knowledge-based questions, they're given an opportunity to in-person verification at a postal retail location. And we're really fortunate to have the reach to be able to allow citizens to come into post offices to be able to present identity documents and have them scanned, which allows us to have them validated and assure that the person is who they say they are, and that they should have access to the mailbox for the images that are being delivered to them in informed delivery.
We should point out that FICAM stands for Federal Identity Credential and Access Management Architecture. How did that help? How did having FICAM help in implementing this whole program?
I think it speaks to the level of due diligence that we have applied over the management of the program. We believe that it's necessary in order to show citizens that we made diligent review of our internal controls. The FICAM certification is conducted by an independent third party. So we've had an independent third party come in, evaluate the controls that we've put in place, which gives citizens assurance that we are properly handling and maintaining the system to their benefit.
Gregory Crabb is Vice President and Chief Information Security Officer at the U.S. Postal Service. I'm Tom Temin.
Go beyond the PIV card and secure your agency with identity governance. Security doesn't stop at the front door. You need governance over who has access to systems and data in your agency. SailPoint Technologies, the leader in enterprise identity governance, invites security professionals to ID.gov on January 25th in Washington, D.C. Learn how government officials solve their security challenges by using the power of identity. Learn how you can attend. Visit info.sailpoint.com/gov. That's info.sailpoint.com/gov.
We're speaking with Gregory Crabb, Vice President and Chief Information Security Officer at the U.S. Postal Service. Now, you've been at this a long time, and you've spent some time in the inspection service of Postal Service, where you really get to see some nitty-gritty stuff going on. I'm just wondering, you know, in the 20-plus years you've been involved in this, how the whole cyber scene has changed and affected the whole approach to identity management and cybersecurity in general.
Yes, Tom. I've had the opportunity to, over my 20-year career, work a variety of different investigation types in the Postal Inspection Service, and cybercrime was one of my areas of emphasis, and understanding how criminals are engaging in their efforts to defraud or circumvent information security controls is extremely important. It can't be understated that we have to be aware as a society that there is an underlying current of desire for threat actors to gain access to our infrastructure. And my experience in conducting law enforcement investigations has put me in an interesting position to be able to understand how that that world interacts with these information security controls that are so important.
Earlier, we spoke about the State Department and Postal Service collaboration. Do you work with the IRS? Because they have an identity issue in trying to always tamp down on the fraudulent refunds and so forth they get. And there is an address and postal component to all of that in some cases.
The Postal Service and IRS work very closely together to address the fraud issues that you speak of through a variety of different working groups and task forces, both in local offices around the country as well as at our headquarters locations. We meet regularly and discuss how to best address the issues at hand. My team, working on the identity and access management front, is always looking for opportunities to work with the IRS and other government agencies to help them understand who is accessing their information systems and what we can do to give assurance that citizens are who they say they are.
Because over the years, the amount of federal dollars flowing to citizens, whether through tax refunds or SNAP benefits and so forth, has steadily gone electronic and away from mailed. But there's still a pretty broad amount of mailing done. It's still what's left over, still millions and millions of times a year, correct?
Absolutely. The Postal Service maintains a very strong relationship with government agencies, including the IRS, to support their services. So, you know, it's a very important relationship to us.
What about cloud computing, which I know Postal Service and just about every other agency has been pursuing, but it does add a different dimension to cybersecurity in general and the whole ID management picture?
Cloud security is extremely important to the Postal Service and all organizations that rely on the cloud to conduct business. Two-factor authentication is extremely important in the cloud. I can't tell you how many times I have seen where the cloud seems to be the simplest way to go. However, if you don't have a cloud strategy that's considering the need for two-factor authentication for your employees into these business systems that are getting put into the cloud, you really need to rethink how you're approaching security.
Gregory Crabb is Vice President and Chief Information Security Officer at the U.S. Postal Service. There's more to the interview. We'll post it in its entirety at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One. I'm Tom Temin.
Thank you for listening to Federal Insights Identity Governance, sponsored by SailPoint Technologies on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. The entire program can be found on demand at federalnewsradio.com. Search Identity Governance.